Discussion of our discussion of Chauvin, which should be a longer discussion, but you have a lot of marmakomas in front of you. Feel free to I'll try to get through the at least the Rashi Prakim that we have. But to know there's a lot more. Come on in, guys. There's a lot more where that won't be said. We'll figure it out. If I would be here next week, I would do it in a 2-part series. But I don't have like a 3-week break in the middle. So we'll do what we can. So let's start. Well, what is Chauvin? As we know, Chauvin is not in the Gemara anywhere. It's not in the Chazal, but it's something that a number of Achronim point to. Shuva is good every day of the year, as we know. There is no limit. There is no minimum for tshuva. There's no maximum every day of the year, right? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in source number one, shuv yom echad lefnei misascha, right? Do tshuva every day, one day before one dies, which means every day is a good time for tshuva. But there are certain days, times of the year that are more propitious, more appropriate, more conducive. Elul, Tishrei. Now, Erev Rosh Chodesh, the Katzav of Yom Kippur Katan, maybe Av, in terms of a different type of tshuva. So there are days that we talk about tshuva more than others. Erev Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says we should do tshuva every Erev Shabbos. Think about our week looking back. But over the past 500 years or so, there's been another. And Jews, we always look for, there's no ordinary day on the Jewish calendar. Like, every day is, like, something unique, because that's what we do as Jews, right? Nothing is just run-of-the-mill, right? We took the last day of Hanukkah and made it Yom Kippur, right? But it's always Hanukkah. We're like, oh, it's not over yet, Yom Kippur. No. You still have to Lo Shana Rabba, and then you still have to the last day of Hanukkah. And then, like, before you know it, it's like Adar is, like, the beginning, and Tu B'Shvat is... it's Rosh Hashanah, we spoke about it last week. So Baruch Hashem, that's what we do. There's no just like regular day. So these weeks in the middle of the winter, where it's kind of like you think doldrums and not so exciting, all of a sudden, Chauvin Tat. All of a sudden, we have a whole title and avoda that we do called Chauvin Tat. What's Chauvin Tat? So those are the abbreviations for the parshios from Shmos through Tetzaveh. Right, Shmos Ve'er Bo B'Shalach, Yisro Mishpatim, that's Chauvin, and then Tat, if you want to add on, Truma Tetzaveh, Chauvin Tat. So where does this come from? So you already have it 500 years ago. Right, the Leket Yosher is a Talmud of the Truma Sedeshin. Right, the Yisrael, who's considered a Rishon, really, 1400s. Most of his Chuvas are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Leket Yosher quotes, a form of Chauvin Tat seems like during a leap year, this year is not a leap year, but that's where maybe it started, next year is a leap year, but during a leap year, you have a couple of extra weeks. Maybe you have extra time between the two Rosh Hashanahs, so we need more tshuva. Kind of like why we add in all the Chaparas Pasha, right? During that during the leap year, because you need an extra phrase. But that's the one we say. But it seemed like they fasted. They fasted on Thursdays during a leap year, during these eight weeks. The Magen Avraham quotes Yishnogim b'shanim uberes likvotainis b'chol yom hay. The Magen Avraham is a run-of-the-mill, obviously, Magen Avraham is the accepted posek on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes this minhag of in Hashanah Muberes to fast on Thursdays during the weeks of Chauvin Tat. V'yesh omrim, don't stop there. V'yakab akudei also. Right, and in the whole Sefer Shmos. All day for Shmos. What exactly is the fasting for? What type of tshuva? So the Ber Hetiv quotes from the Arizal, but Arizal is 100 years after. Right, the Arizal is before the Magen Avraham, but after the Leket Yosher. Right, the Arizal 1600s says the Arizal the Pirush HaTorah sheyamim elu mesugalim l'tikun avon keri yoser mikol hashana l'misana b'hem. Right, it's tshuva and focus on issues of arayas, issues of hashchas hazera levatala, issues having to do with that area of our life. Specifically, and generally, I would say then, therefore, it's more of a male tshuva, even though, Arayas takes two, but more heavily focused on men. L'chein maskel b'parsha shmos, shoz maskel ha-shibud, shenikan ha-keri da'adam ha-rishon, sameh al-pi kabbalah. There's a tikkun for certain sins of keri. So this is an important topic to discuss in general, but it's important to know that Torah has something to say about everything. There's nothing that the Torah doesn't talk about or shies away from. I just say personally, the way that I sometimes get to talk about some of these things with my own kids is through Mishnayos. You know, through Mishnayos. That's why I try to learn the Mishnayos with the boys before the bar mitzvah. So Nashim we push off till last. We don't go in order, right? Because that's takes a little more maturity, and that's a great way to talk to bring certain things up is in the context of Kedusha. Because there's nothing that we should shy away from. The Zayin Latar of Sirotskin in source number six talks about Vamartem Aleihem, Lo Matzino Lashon Zu B'Torah, right? The beginning of the section, the second half of Mitzorah, which is all about Zav and Zava and Nida. It starts off Vamartem Aleihem, say to them. What's the emphasis? Daber Bnei Yisrael V'Amartem, say to them. Says the Zayin Latorah. Sometimes there are people out there that would think, how can you talk about these kind of things in public? Zav, Zava. You read some Gemaras, they're so graphic. You know, how can you talk about some of these things? So Zayin Latorah says, you know, people have no problem talking about inappropriate movies. That's not a problem. But all of a sudden, it comes to a Gemara that's graphic. Oy! How can you do that? It says, it's all in the context of Kedusha. And not that that's okay to talk about, but that just shows you it's all a mentality. He says, Tira, Shehem Mivakrim Betiatraot, Ubebate Shashuim, Sheshomim Shom Nivelpe, Viprutsim Uprutsos, Venanimeim, Malochafneim. Right? Who knows what rated those movies are? And all of a sudden you come to a Gemara that's pretty graphic, but this is in the context of Kedusha. And Davka, Moshe and Aaron are told, speak about them. Because the Torah has something to say about everything. So point number one. Really, two points of introduction before we get to some strategies. And again, we'll see how far we get. Point number one is that Yadus is unique. And this is crucial for how do we look at marriage, crucial for how we look at a lot of things in life. Judaism is unique in its outlook on this area of life. Unlike one extreme of the Christians, or that type of belief, they believe to reject. They believe that everything in this area of life is just dirty and unholy and therefore must be rejected. And that's why the Pope will never get married or Yarshin to his son, because that's just not going to happen, right? Because it's against their law. Because this is to have a be involved at all in this area of life is inappropriate and terrible and sinful. And therefore, they reject it totally, right? That's very unnatural, right? As we see how many cardinals and the like are molesters, and not to generalize, but sometimes you see them, but it's not healthy. Rahman al-Islam, I'm not saying that there aren't rabbis who, you know, Rahman al-Islam are also. But that's on the one hand, we have the Christian type of view. And on the other type of view are most other religions, and that is free for all and do whatever you want and celebrate it and enjoy and no limits. Not that it's holy, but just like give in to every pleasure that you want. Yadus is right in the middle. We recognize that it's a different type of life. There's something called snius, but we also, when a husband and wife get married, it's called kedusha. It's called sanctity. There's no greater kedusha than a man and a woman connecting on the deepest of levels, including in the physical realm. It's something very beautiful. The Nesivos, in his Hakdama to Shir HaShirim, you have it in source number 7. He gives a mashal. When I teach Chasanim and Kalas, this is the first source that I do with them. This Hakdama, the Nesivos. We said the Nesivos has many, many sarim, as we've spoken about. Baraka Milisa, in his Hakdama, he gives a mashal. He says, imagine that a certain country has a beautiful tower, gorgeous tower. People from all over the world come to view the tower. People come and take pictures of it, and it's the tourist spot, the tourist attraction of the country is this beautiful tower. An artist comes and makes a lifelike replica picture of the tower. You look at the tower now, and you kind of think like, wow. So you look at the picture of the tower, and you feel like you're seeing the tower. It's like so lifelike. You're far away from the tower, but you see the picture. It's gorgeous. Says in the Siva, somebody comes, a vandal comes, and scribbles all over the tower and pours paint on it and just writes all over it. People look at the picture now, they're like, oh, this is disgusting. This is dirty. This is unkept. This is ugly. So, and people start thinking that the tower itself is ugly and dirty and unkept. But really, the tower is still beautiful. It's just that people came and dirtied the and covered it. Says the Nesivis, beautiful. That's the relationship between a man and a woman in Judaism and Yadus, between a husband and a wife. That's that tower. It's just that it's been hijacked by the world. They've dirtied it. They've sullied it. They've made it petty. They've minimized it because there's nothing special about the husband and wife relationship, because you could have six wives and four husbands and not even get married and just have partners. And now we live in a time period where you could choose your gender and who you want to spend the life with. And it's eroded what exactly how Yadus defines and looks at a husband-wife relationship. It's something beautiful. It's full of Kedusha. And we have to recognize that. Rav Malamed, in one of his Sfarim, in source number 8, says, it's fascinating. Right after Maamar Har Sinai, what's the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us? Right, next week's Parsha. Right after Maamar Har Sinai, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Shuvu Lachem La'alechem. Pasuk in Veschanan. Shuvu Lachem La'alechem. And what does Chazal say? What's Ohel? Go back to your wives. You haven't been with your wives for 3 days? Go back to your wives. Right after Maamar Har Sinai, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Go back to married life. Isn't that? This is the most spiritual, and now this is the most physical, mundane. The answer is no, this is also spiritual. This is also a way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah talks about the responsibilities between husbands and wives, including the physical responsibilities. So it's the Torah has a lot to say about it, and it looks at it in a Kadosh way. And one of the goals in our life, and again, we're not going to read so much inside in order to cover some ground. One of the goals in our lives is to make this area of our life kadosh. Beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, the Ramban is very famous. Kedoshim to you. Rashi is not so famous, but tonight we'll focus on the Rashi. Brother Ramban quotes Rashi. It's so limited, Rashi. I'm going to make this a huge life message. Right? Novel Bishus HaTorah and Kadosh HaTorah Mutolach. But what does Rashi say? The Ramban says Rashi is the Bechor. Right? Lo Mishpat HaBechor. Right? Can't always forget Rashi. So what does Rashi say there? Kedoshim to you. What's Kedusha? Have a Prushim in Ha'arayos. What was the end of Achrem was talking about? Arayos. Kedoshim to you. To be a Kadosh, it means that we are sanctified in this area of Halacha. Have a Prushim in Ha'arayos and in Ha'aveira. Shkomakam Shat HaMotzei Gedr Erevat HaMotzei Kedusha. It used to be simpler. And I'm not just saying that before cell phones. That's true. It used to be simpler that if one wanted to do some violations, one used to have to go out of their house to buy something or to see something. And now, Rahman al-Itzlan, one just has to press a button. But I'm not talking about just 20 years ago. I'm talking about 5,783 years ago. It used to be simpler before the Chait. Before the Chait of Adam and Chava, it was simpler. The Sfarno describes in source number 10... that the relationship between a husband and wife was just like everything. It was eating, it was drinking, there was no embarrassment. Every limb and organ of the human body was equal. Right? V'lo yisposhashu, says the Svarno. Az hayu pu'ulosehem, b'chali v'ream lasas v'son konem b'vad. Everything was to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo lasik ta'anukos and v'sadat klal. It wasn't purely for the benefit. But now, obviously, things are different. And now we have a taiva, and that is the strongest taiva. The strongest taiva in the human condition is the taiva in the world of Arayos, right? We think food is the strongest taiva. Food is not the strongest taiva. Food is a strong taiva, but it's not the strongest. The strongest taiva is in this area. And therefore, we have to try to do our best to be Mekadishit. The Rambam and other Rishonim say maybe one of the messages of Bris Milah is to help symbolize it, to control that taiva. But let's discuss how to be mekadesh this area of life, because that's what Shovavim is about, right? According to the Arizal and according to these mefarshim, right? Maybe this is the darkest time of the year, the longest nights, the dead of winter. So that's a time that we have to go into the depths of this mundane world and bring out light, and do what we can to sanctify. So it all starts with machshava. And again, then hopefully we'll have time for some strategies. But the first step to realize, number one, what we say so far? Number one, kedusha. The Torah looks at this area of life as kedusha, not something to be spurned forever, but in the proper setting, meaning within a marriage and within v'chulu. But kedusha, it's not rejected, number one. Number two, machshava plays a major role in our lives. Our thoughts. And so much of this area starts with a thought. Starts with a hirhur. And we have to recognize that that is crucial. And we have to try to do what we can to control that. And we'll talk about, you know, how to do that. But any maisa avera in any area of life starts with a premeditated thought. But maybe even more so, in this area. We shouldn't think it's only a machshava. Well, what is it? It's just a thought. What's the big deal? The Nefesh HaChaim says, it's an awesome thought, but a scary thought. Awesome in the true sense of what the word awesome means, not the slang, oh, that's awesome. You know, awesome, like the awesome days, Yemen no Ra'im are awesome days. So the real true, like awe-filled. Awesome. So, says the Nefesh HaChaim in Source 12. He talks about a machshava that's inappropriate. Im Kain, line 7. Be'ez asher yator adam. Lachsho bilvava machshava shalot tahora. Beniyuf rachman alitzlan. We have an inappropriate thought in that area. Hariyu kamachnis zona sema lakina be'ez kodesh hakadoshim. Ha'elyo no rabba olamos. Our mind is our kodesh kadoshim. Our mind is our spot of holiness. That's what makes us, that's our unique spot out of all beings in the world. Right? Different than animals. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mind to think about. That's what makes us different. That's our gift. Beginning of the Chovos HaLevavos in the Hakdama. Right? It talks about the mind being the unique gift that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. The Chachmas Elokus. So if we bring an inappropriate thought into that mind, so it's like bring machnas azone into the kodesh kadashim, rachman alasan, umagre kochas atuma v'sitra achra, v'beis kodesh kadashim. It's just a thought. The power of a thought. The Gemara in Brachas daf chav dalid, source 13. B'chol makom mutal har b'divrei Torah. You have to think about Torah everywhere. Just learning with my son this afternoon. He was praying for a test that he has. Right, the Gemara in Sukkah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He never went four amos without Torah. But you know what was his godless also? Whenever he came to a Makom Tinofes, he didn't learn. All right, he came to a place where it was stinky and dirty. He stopped. He was able to control himself and stop. Right? So you can't, you have to think about Torah everywhere. It's inappropriate. It's not covenant Torah to think about Torah thoughts and a Beis HaKisei or a Beis HaMerchatz. But says the Sefer Chasidim, I give you the Sefer Chasidim? Yeah. Says the Sefer Chasidim. That's one of the Balei HaTosfos, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Says the Sefer Chasidim in Source 15. But what happens if you're in a Beis HaMerchatz, in a Beis HaKisei, some Makom Mitinofes, and an inappropriate thought starts coming into your mind? You know what? You're allowed to think Torah there. It's more Kavanah Torah to think Torah in a bathroom than to think inappropriate thoughts in a bathroom. And we can violate that. Because that machshava she'ena tahora is so pernicious and so dangerous. The Gemara says in Yuma, again, a difficult line, many pshatim given by the Mefarshim, hirhurei avera kashin me avera. The thought of the avera is even worse than the avera itself. What does that mean? If I think about b'chil Shabbos, that's worse than b'machal Shabbos. Not in terms of punishment. but maybe in terms of what it does to me. An act is an act. That's at the moment. But a thought is something that could come back. A thought is something that's internal. It continues with me. Right? Our mind is what makes us unique and special. And we have to recognize that. But we also have to not be too hard on ourselves. We have to recognize that nobody's perfect. We daydream. And, you know, Halavai, one of my Rebbeim once said, you cannot be thinking about something all day. The second you start Shmoneh Esrei, boom, it's in your head. And why am I thinking about this now? Yeah, I have to call my mother. I have to, why am I talking? I didn't think about this the whole time I was learning. The whole time I was, on my phone. And then all of a sudden, thinking about what I have to do next week, and I can't believe this, and I have to, because that's what Dafka, the Yetzer Hara, tries to get us, right? Which one has to, right? Boom. So we're human. And we have to recognize, the Gemara Baba Basra says, all the way at the end, Kuf Samach Dalet, Shalosh Aveira Zinat Amitzel Ben B'chol Yom, Hiru Aveira. Right? What for Rav says, we all have Hiru Aveira, we all have things that, Lashon Hara. So it's a challenge. But we have to do what we can to try to even control our thoughts. Because that's the first step in this area. The first step is the thoughts. So, what we say so far, there's a concept of Kedusha. This area is Kedusha. It's not an area that should be rejected totally. And let's not talk about it, let's not focus on it. No, at the right time, in the right context, it should be spoken about and should be discussed. Because it's a world of Kedusha. But it all starts in the mind. So how can we help ourselves? Five ideas, let's see how far we get. Five strategies. Each one can be discussed more, but just to mention, and any one of these, again, at this time of year, any one of these, different times of year of different strategies. But number one is Torah. Number one is Torah. Avos Rabbi Nosson says, Rabbi Chinin Eskana Kohanim Omer, 21, Kala no sein divrei Torah alibo mivatlin mimenu hirhurim harbe. Anybody who puts Torah on his heart removes hirhurim. The more we fill our mind with Torah, a proper Torah, Torah Lishma, so there's no room for anything else. The Rambam writes, a very important Rambam, source number 23. The Rambam, this is the last Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. The Rambam often, at the end of every Sefer, has Hashkafa. Right? Even though the Mishnah Torah is a book of Halacha, almost every end of Halacha, of Svarim, not every Halachas, the end of every Sefer, 14 times, the Rambam talks about Hashkafa. But once in a while, even at the end of a set of Halachas. So here, in the end of Yisurei Biyah, the Rambam talks about staying away from Arayos. You know, Glisrachim and Asokim and Ashikros, Medivri Agavim, you have to stay away from inappropriate behavior. And then he says, Gedolim he calls us Amru, Yefana Atzmo Machshavaso Ledivri Torah, V'yarchiv Daito B'chachma. Focus on Torah and Chachma, She'ein Machshavas Arayos Miskaberes, Ela Belev Poni Menachach. Our mind is a vacuum. Our mind needs to be filled with something. So if we fill it with Torah, there's not much room for other things. The more we fill it, right? The best thing for a teenage boy is to be busy. Right? Free time is just not good. Maybe that's why in the olden days, nowadays, I think 12th graders, or the 13th grade in England, they made it more busy and serious to fill the time. But, it's when there's free time, there's danger. It's the Rambam. Right, you got to fill it with Torah. Fill it with Torah. Right, the more we have, Torah. Says the Ruach Chaim. Ruach Chaim Yivel Lajin in 25. Or even before that, the Mishnah Ksuba says, right, the malachas that a woman has to do, for her husband, when she comes into the marriage, even if she's very, very rich, she shouldn't not do any malachas. She still has to do some. Why? Because if she does nothing, batala, mevi'a li'di shiyamu, mevi'a li'di zima. If nothing's going on, right? Aishas Potifar syndrome. Right? You know, I got nothing to do and a lot on my mind. Right? But the Ruach Chaim says, right? Yaf on the Mishnah. Ruach Chaim is the Reb Chaim Yolaj's commentary on Pirkei Avos. Yaf et Torah derech Eretz. He says you have to have a little. You have to have Torah and you have to make a living. And then he says, "Bavodaseinu Arabim." He says, we have to try to fill our mind, fill our lives with Torah, even when we're not supposed to be learning Torah. He says, sometimes when we're at work, maybe a thought of Torah could pop into our head. Because it happens plenty the other way. When we're davening, we're thinking about work. So it's okay once in a while to think about Torah when you're at work. Says Rav Chaim Yivalazhin. Halavai shekineged zeh, gam b'shas esek ha-parnos etiyem achshava terudah b'divrei Torah. We should lose ourselves. You know, sometimes I'm like trying to do a business deal. I'm trying to do, I'm like, oh, what tosfos? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. It works so much the other way. So we think it's like so improbable, like we're totally in a different world. If it works one way, it could work the other way. And one of the greats said that it did happen. Those are my shiur. We did this a couple of months ago on a Friday morning. The Hakdama of the Chachmas Adam to Yoredeah, where the Chai Adam is on Aruch Chaim, Chachmas Adam on Yoredeah. So he was a businessman. He was a Groz Mechutin. He was a Groz Talmud also. But he writes there that many people wonder, I know they're whispering about me, who is he to write a Sefer? Who is he? He's not a Rosh Hashiva. He's not a Rav. He's a businessman. He goes to Leipzig. Right, the marketplace in Germany. Who am I? So he says, let me tell you. He says, I'm not saying this for Gaiva. I'm just saying this to Metzias. You know how many times I lost myself in thinking about a Chiddush and I lost customers because they had no idea what I was doing standing in the store? So I can't say I was such a great, successful businessman. But just because you're a businessman, and he says, that's my family. We are not destined to sit and learn and to be Rabbanim. He says, Lo manati likachimi. Again, it's required reading for anybody going into business. Right, it should be required, but again, you can read after, the rest of it after. I didn't go anywhere without a Gemara, Mikra, Mishnah, Filo B'Shas, you read. But at the time of the market, Kimat Shalamati, B'chol Yom, Daf Achetzi Gemara, Chutz Mishnais, V'chaye Roshi, Shein Ani Kos, Yivzos Liskos. I'm not writing this to be arrogant. Ki Imani Mechayai. Right, what am I? I'm not saying this, but I'm just saying this to teach others. So even at a times when we're not learning, we could be learning. Right, the Pasa Shulchan, Rabbi Sol Mishklav, is one of the Talmidim of the Gra. It's in the Hakdamah. We have two major sources for stories of the Gra. Right, so the Hakdamah, the Pasa Shulchan, from Edei Re'iyah. And there's a Hakdamah of the Sifrei Tetzniusa, which is the commentary of the Rechaim Yivalazhin on the Zohar. So I didn't read that one. But the Hakdamah of the Pasa Shulchan, so I read it's like five pages. Fascinating. If the Gra put his feet in ice water, and he knew all the Chachmas. Fascinating. But he writes there that the Gra told everybody, you should know one Masechta by heart. Because you'll always be places without a Sefer, and you'll just be like, no one wants Masechta by heart. That'll be your Masechta. And then whenever you have to chazer, no, so on a bus, waiting. Okay, if not one Masechta, one Amud. You know something that, you know, nowadays maybe we have our phones, so we always have Shas with us. But anyway, that's number one. So number one, strategy, Torah. Fill our lives and our minds with Torah. That vacuum helps. Number two, tefillah. Everything in life requires and is effective only with tefillah. The power of tefillah, right? The Gemara in Nida, you could do daf yomi for 7.5 years. If you wait, you don't do the last two daf of Shas, you don't get this message. It's on the second to last daf in Shas. Nida, daf ayin, aleph. Says the Gemara, daf ayin aleph. It says, Ma yas adam yechkam, source 28. What should a person do to become wise? Amar lohen, yar bib yeshiva v'may peschora. You got to sit and learn. Amar harbi azu came below, ho'ilohim. Many try that. Didn't work. Ella yivak shurachme mishachach mishalo. Did you also daven? You sat and learned, but did you have kavana during avaraba? V'hayri neinu b'sar asecha. V'dabek libeinu b'sasecha. The Chazanish said any success that he had in learning in his life is only because of the kavana that he had during avaraba. It's one of the most gorgeous tefillos. We just rushed through it, but it's unbelievable. everything in life. You want, and then it says you have to daven. And then the Gemara says, what do you learn from here? Where it's underlined, habalo halo sagya. Hishtavus, without tefillah, or the opposite, doesn't work. And the Gemara says that for chachma, and for osher, and for chinuch habanim, everything in life is a partnership between hishtadlus and tefillah, including serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. Hashem, help me. Help me in this area. Help me control my thoughts. Help me control my ritzonos, my desires, my emotions. So that's number two. The power of tefillah. There's a grah. I said this grah before. It's a beautiful grah. In Toldos. Hakol kol Yaakov ayadami de'esav. So if you look at Hakol kol Yaakov, I think I said this. One kol is mali, one play is chasar. I just said this, right? One is mali, one is chasar. One's with a bum, one's without a bum. Why? Says the grah. Every Jew has two kolos. The kol chaser, the missing kol, the broken kol, that's the kol of tefillah. That's one kol of a Jew. And then there's the kol malei, with a vav, the proud kol, the standing up kol, the full kol, the kol of Torah. Hakol kol Yaakov, those are the two kolos of a Jew. And those are our first two strategies, right? Torah and tefillah. Number three, again, it takes focus. It takes conscious. Shmiras Einayim. Shmiras Einayim. So much of Kedusha has to do with what we see and what we look at. The eyes are the gateway to the mind and to the heart. Right? That's where Kedusha is found. What we see stays with us. Right? A picture is worth 1,000 words. Show and tell. Show. What? Because we're visual. Visual is so, right? It makes such a difference in our lives. It makes such a difference. Right? One of the, whenever you have anything that could be a chart or, right? That something visual creates a connection. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is shown Eretz Yisrael. Source 31. Hashem says, go up to the mountain and look at Eretz Yisrael. We always think, isn't that like a tease? You can see it, but you can't go. I didn't go up and look at it. No, because looking creates a connection. He can't be there, but he can look at it. And looking creates something. And the root of all sins, the Ravid writes in Baalei HaNefesh, that's the Sefer on Hilchos Nida. The Ravid writes, "Vaharosh l'chol agdarim." The first step in any geder, sheyishmar adam es einov mikol ma she'eino shelo. Not to look at what's not ours. Not to look at what's not ours. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us on Daf Chaf, "Amro lav malach hamavetz shekulo mole einayim." Very unusual Gemara. The malach hamavetz is full of eyes. Full of eyes. The Chassam Sofer writes in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Nassim Adler, it's the eyes that we created. The eyes of what we saw inappropriately. That's the Malach HaMavis. The less we look at, the less eyes the Malach HaMavis has. So that's what we have to try to do. And it's very hard in our society, but we just need to take the first step. Like everything in life, like the Masilta Yesharim talks about, Hashem helps us. We could do it. Hashem helps us. And one fall doesn't mean that, you know, the next day is not going to be better. This does not mean to walk outside blindfolded. And this does not mean that we should walk outside looking down and bumping into things. Maybe in certain places in Europe that was appropriate. That's not appropriate in our day and age. We walk around, and sometimes there could be things out there. But let me give a couple of different English words. Glance, look, stare, gaze. Sometimes the glancing is out of our control. Something just happens. Something there's – I have all the filters in the world, and something pops up. I have this, and I have to walk by, and what – so glancing might not be in our control. Gazing and staring are. Shemir Sinayim is not about just the unintentional glance or even look. Right, we have to make sure that we focus. The Vilna Gaon, they quote the story that whenever he had to go outside, he didn't go outside too much. He was mostly in his clothes. Whenever he had to go outside, he chazer the shmiras, the besol shesharim paragimel 13 times. I mean, this as a hiris. Okay, we should at least do it once in our life, maybe twice. But before he went, he had besol shesharim on his death. They said never left his table, besol shesharim. He said if he was still alive in Italy when he started, he would crawl to Italy from Vilna. To go learn at his feet. So there are plenty of opportunities, but we have to do what we can, and it's an avoda, but eyes are the gateway to the mind and to the heart. And we have to do what we can, right? If there's certain things on our phones that we know are not good for our neshama, we have to be man enough to filter it, to make sure we don't, and to do what we can to be able to control ourselves. So number one, Torah. Number three, Tefillah. Number three, Shmiras Einayim. Number four, let's try to get through this. Number four, Shviras HaTaifa. That sounds pretty Navardic, Nick. Like, Shviras HaTaifa, that's not something that our generation is so good at. Right? We don't roll around in the snow. We don't fast. Right? That's not what we're supposed to be doing. So let's bring it down Lamaisa. It's not that. Shviras HaTaifa means what's the center of my life? What does my life revolve around? The Sefer HaChinuch says, what's Avas Hashem? How do you violate Avas Hashem? Okay, we should think about Hashem all the time. How do you violate Avas Hashem? Having something else in the center of my life other than Hashem. There's something else that's Yahari Val Yavar. Maybe it's a sports team. Right? That's Yahari Val Yavar. Maybe it's the gym. Right, maybe it's a show, maybe anything. Anything other than that, look what he says. The overall Zev at the end of 36. The Koveya Machshavosa Binyonim Agashmiyim Ubahavle Olam Shalom L'Shem Shamayim. Right, having something else as the focus of my life. Right, we have to break away from that and recognize it's all about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that might be our natural tendency as human beings. But it means to limit ourselves in some way. This does not mean, again, fasting or hurting ourselves. We should enjoy life. There's Yerushalmi that says, we're going to be held accountable for what we didn't enjoy in life also. The Gra once said that about the Hasidim, about not eating gebraks on Pesach. Also, litin es adin for not eating matzah balls, any matzah balls. But, the Hasidim said back to the Gra, we'll take it. We'll take it, not eat the matzah balls. Okay. Anyway, but it's an attitude. It's an attitude. Revolbi writes, I'll give you this Revolbi, in 40. He says when he was having some issues, I don't know what kind of issues that Revolbi had, but when he felt that he was not in control, he said, I said no to myself 5 times a day. He was going to go get the cookie. He said, I'll wait. 5 times a day to show that I'm in control of my life and nothing more, nothing else. I remember I learned with somebody a couple summers ago who was learned with Revolbi for a couple years. So he's a Revolbi, said, told them, okay, I did 5. Do 2. One. Once a day. Once a day you want to do something. You want to put your head down and go to sleep. You want to eat something. You want, just something. Nowadays in yeshiva, there's not, you know, not walking through the kitchen like all the day. Like it's not so hard to like not eat. But at something during the day to show yourself that you're in control. And you know what? I really want to take a break. I'm going to keep learning. You know, just once. One time a day to show that I'm in control of my life. And again, outside of yeshiva, I think it's even more lamaisa. One time a day, one time a week, whatever it is, just to not have the cookie right away. Wait a little bit to show that we're not in control. It is. We are in control and we can do it. Again, there's a lot more in that area, but that's number four. Torah, Tefillah, Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras HaTaifa, and one final point, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. Again, there's a lot more. Feel free to look at the Mar Makomos. if we feel good about what we're doing and we're happy with ourselves and our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're not going to be looking for other things. Right, Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky said, you know, he wrote more than 70 books. He said, I wrote one book, Self-Esteem, and I wrote it in 70 different ways. I wrote it on the Parsha, I wrote it on Pirkei Avos, I wrote it on this, says the machla of our generation is that people aren't machsha themselves enough. The youth, the adults, they're just too hard on themselves. We have to be happy with ourselves. We have to try to do what we can to recognize that we're doing the best we can in this game of life. We have to recognize that what the Eglay Tal says in the Hakdama, right? We're not just learning in force. We have to try to figure out a way to love it and enjoy it. So it goes into our blood system to recognize that that's what it's about. It's a beautiful mashal given. I'll give you the mashal. I don't know if I gave you the mashal. But it's based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Source 44. V'lo asi karasi Yisrael. You didn't call me. V'lo asi karasi Yaakov, ki agata bi Yisrael. You're not calling me. The Navi says, ki agatabi, because you're sweating. What does that mean? I think I mentioned this in other Sichas Chayim before. The Dumna Magid explains this pasuk. You know, somebody comes on a boat with all of his stuff, and he says to the porter, you know, bring my suitcase, I'm going to be in the hotel. And he sees from far away, the porter is schlepping his suitcase. And he says, calls out to the porter, it's not mine! And the porter's like, I'm so far away, how does he know whether it's his suitcase or not? So he keeps schlepping it, he gets closer, it's not mine! Finally, he brings closer, he says, it's not mine! He's like, how do you know it's not yours? There are 10 suitcases like this. He says, because you're sweating and huffing and puffing. My suitcase is light. If it's so heavy for you, you got the wrong suitcase. If our Avodas Hashem is not light and happy and besimchadik, we have the wrong suitcase. That's the pasuk in Yeshayahu. V'lo rasi karasi Yaakov. You're not calling me, Hashem says, ki agata bi Yisrael, because you're sweating. You're working too hard. Okay, Avodas Hashem is working hard. But it's not a yegiyah without simcha. And if we recognize that, if we have that simcha, really, we feel so good about ourselves, we'll just want to make Hashem proud. We'll just want to do the right thing. We'll have no problem with controlling ourselves. Because if we're so connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the center of our life, so then that's where we're going to have focus. Again, it doesn't mean we're all perfect. It doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, but it just means it'll make us easier. So during these weeks of Shovavim, we have to focus on our Torah as much as we can, even when we're not supposed to be learning. We have to focus on tefillah, to dive into Hashem, help me in the areas that I need help with, in my Avodas Hashem. Right? What do we do right before we daven? Before we daven, what do we say? Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Like, Hashem, I'm about to daven. Help me daven, please. We daven to be helped davening. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. And we have to try to do what we can to guard our eyes. We have to do what we can to control our taivas in all areas. And we have to try to do it besimcha. If we can do all that, then even one of these, pick any one of these, then B'ezras Hashem should give us all siyata d'shmaya in this kadosh area of life. And all areas of life, B'ez Hashem, we should have Hatzlacha and B'ez Hashem Siyata D'Shmaya. Okay.